Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Wayne Kirby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mark Clark. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The DH, Shane Mack. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Pedro Munoz. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Scott Lewis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Derek Parks. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Denny Hocking. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Scott Erickson. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vizquel hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Erickson. Berga moves to second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Berga moves to third. 2 outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoblauch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Knoblauch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Becker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Knoblauch moves to second. 1 out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett strikes out. 2 outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sorrento strikes out. 2 outs. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Kirby hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Kirby. The throw from Parks and he is safe. Kirby steals second. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lofton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck fields the ball and throws to Erickson covering. Safe. Kirby scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Vizquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Vizquel hits a pop-up into left field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Munoz hits a fly ball into right field. Kirby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Leos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Berga is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Murray is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murray for the out. Berga moves to second. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Thome is 0-for-1 in the game. Thome hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Sandy Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Sorrento is 0-for-1 in the game. Sorrento takes first base on ball 4. Alomar moves to second. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kirby hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Park settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Derek Parks is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Parks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hocking strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Knobloch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Pulido now pitching. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Lofton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lofton hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pulido fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Berga is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Berga hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Indians. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Becker is 0-for-1 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a line drive into left field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thome is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thome hits a pop-up towards short. Hawking settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Park settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Munoz is 0-for-1 in the game. Munoz strikes out. Two outs. Scott Leoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Leoz is 0-for-1 in the game. Leoz hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sorrento settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sorrento is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sorrento takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kirby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kirby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sorrento moves to second. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lofton is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lofton strikes out. 1 out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-3 in the game. Vizquel hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berga is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hawking scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Derek Parks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Parks is 0-for-1 in the game. Parks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Hawking is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hawking is 0-for-1 in the game. Hawking hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Lofton. Hawking reaches second base with a double. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields it and throws to first for the out. Hawking moves to third. 2 outs. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Willis now pitching. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Munoz. Bell reaches second base with a double. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tomey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Tomey strikes out. 2 outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Puckett is 0-for-2 in the game. Puckett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harbeck for the out. Puckett moves to second. One out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Puckett scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Munoz is 0-for-2 in the game. Munoz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mack moves to second. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Leos is 0-for-2 in the game. Leos hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mack moves to third. Munoz moves to second. 2 outs. Chip Hale pinch hits for Derek Parks. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hale strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Matt Walbeck now catching. Larry Cajun now pitching. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sorrento is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kirby is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kirby hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Puckett. Kirby reaches second base with a double. Sorrento moves to third. Kevin Campbell now pitching. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lofton is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lofton hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Puckett. Lofton reaches second base with a double. Sorrento scores. Kirby scores. It's 7-1, Indians. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Vizquel is 0-for-4 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Campbell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lofton moves to third. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Berga is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Berga hits a line drive into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lofton tags and scores. 1 out. It's 8-1, Indians. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Bell strikes out. 2 outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Murray is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Alvaro Espinoza now playing third base. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hocking is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hocking hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Knobloch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rich Becker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Becker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Espinoza strikes out. 1 out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Alomar is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 9-1, Indians. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Sorrento is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Sorrento takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Kirby is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Kirby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Ruben Amaro pinch hits for Kenny Lofton. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Amaro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ruben Amaro now playing center field. Jeff Russell now pitching. Kirby Puckett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Puckett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Harbeck is 0-for-3 in the game. Harbeck hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mack hits a pop-up towards first. Sorrento settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.